Well, hello everyone. It's Andrew Hamilton from Zappable HQ here. I hope everyone's good. We're just going to be putting over a few interviews in the next number of days or together for this case study to just it'll be interviews with Zappable customers who've been building and selling their own apps and doing quite well at it. It's really a case for you guys to be able to pick up some tips and tricks and whatever else, and just see how our customers are going about doing this. So I'm really pleased tonight to welcome Linda Carlson from Sweden, who is a customer and has been a customer from the start since we launched. And hopefully we'll be able to learn some things from Linda. So welcome, Linda. It's good to hear from you.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy to be here.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. So I guess we'll just start straight in, and I'll ask you a little bit about yourself, if you don't mind. If you give us maybe 2 minutes, just letting us know the person behind the name, that would be really useful.
Yeah, of course. I'm 33, going on 34 soon, and I have two kids, been working full time all my life since school, and I quit my day job 4 months ago. So now I'm a full-time business owner, and I'm very happy. So I live the family life, and I work from home, and everything is great.
That's fantastic. Excellent. Well done, you. It's a big step
Thank
to
you.
suddenly leave for to do that. So well done.
Yeah, it's the best choice I've ever made, I think. Yeah.
Excellent. Oh, it makes me happy to hear that. Brilliant. Okay. Well, moving on then. I just wanted to ask you a few questions. So to start with, we'll have been 6, 7 months now, I guess you've been with Zappable. So do you know offhand how many apps exactly you've created and more importantly, how many you've sold on so far?
Yeah, I started off doing what most people do, I think, creating like niche apps, like with recipes and stuff, and just putting on Google. But I didn't get any really great. I got downloads, but it wasn't that great. I couldn't bring food to the table on those monies. So I started to getting out of my comfort zone and starting to talk to people. I joined a female network with, I'm not sure how many they are, they have like 25,000 followers. And I went on a trip to Croatia. That was the first thing I did. And they are all business owners. So on this trip, I just talked about what I do. Everyone was very interesting because they haven't heard about business apps. So I started talking about that, and I didn't have to sell because they were like, "Oh, I need to have that, I need to have that." So that's where it started, and that's when I found my way of using Zappable. My way was not to put 100 apps on Google that was about every niche in the world. That was not my thing. I wanted to have customers that I customized the apps for, and that's where when it started. So that was like 4 months ago, 3, 4 months ago. I were in Croatia, and that's when everything happened. So after that, I partnered up with I don't really like to sell. I like to sit here behind the computer in my room. That's very nice for me. But I don't
Sure.
like to sell, so I partnered up with a guy who loves to sell, who loves to go out to see customers, talk to them, show them what we offer, and that's how we are selling. And right now I'm actually talking to a Swedish guy who lives in England,
Right.
and he loves to sell. Yeah, he loves to sell. So now I'm taking my business over to England too. So doing my thing there, so it's getting bigger. It's really great.
That's
So I've sold. I just counted before we connected here. 14 apps on the last 4 months,
okay.
and I'm not sure. Are we gonna speak like? Should I say how I do it? How I sell it? You know, the money and stuff like
Oh
that,
yeah, sure. We'll
because
absolutely.
it's
We'll.
really interesting.
No, definitely. We'll get on to that. I've got a few questions where we'll definitely look into pricing and that sort of thing. But 14 sales in 4 months
So
is
14 apps,
that's pretty good. That's pretty
yeah, and
impressive.
that's for Yeah, that's for customers who really want the app. So I make the sale, or my guy makes the sale, and I do the app, and then we deliver, and then we get paid.
Excellent. Nice. So you got a good partnership there. That's brilliant. Good stuff.
Yeah, and I'm looking for more, so it's really good.
No, that's the way to do it. I think you mentioned earlier there about a lot of people just like to sort of do the design part of it. I would say probably 80% of the people listening to this now would prefer to do that than the sales bit. So it sounds like you've got a real good setup there. That's brilliant.
Yeah, it didn't take time really. If I started 6 months ago and the four less months, it would only took 2 months to find my way. But I it doesn't just come to you. You have to work to get it. So there are many ways to use Zappable.
Yeah.
The way I want to use it works for me. For someone else, it doesn't. So, but there is not only one way. There are a lot of ways, and this is my way. And it's really, really working. So
it's
just the beginning.
That's great to hear. Excellent. Mm. Well, we talked about niches in particular. So what sort of niches are you actually working with then? Is it all just sort of entrepreneurial type business owners who just want an app for their business? Or what specific niches have you actually built apps for?
Hairdressers.
Right.
Hairdresser, yeah, because it's like, I don't know, what's the English word? Is it saloon? Saloon?
A salon.
For, you know, hairdressers.
Uh-huh.
Salon. Saloon is the cowboy. Boy stuff. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's for the masseuse. Yeah. masseuse. All those people who have customers that are coming back.
Yeah.
Not just one-time customers. They have customers that come back, and that's where I'm not selling an app. I'm selling the possibility of push notifications.
Got you. Right.
So when we ask the customer if they would like to have a tool that will help them fill out an empty chair in a hairdresser, if they get a, what's that called? If they call and say, oh, I can't make it, then they have an empty chair and they lose a few bucks for that. If they have a chance to fill out that chair, mm-hmm. would you want it? Yeah, of course they want it.
Perfect.
And I haven't even said app, so that's the easy niche to sell to the hairdressers.
Mm-hmm.
They can really use it, and so that's like 90% of the sales have gone to them. And then I have some a hotel for cats.
Right.
Yeah, they have one just to be able to be seen on the mobile market.
Sure, sure.
Like that. So, yeah, and I have some other stuff like that, but absolutely mostly hairdressers.
Brilliant. Oh, that's really good. Yeah, it can be a real status for a business, can't it? Just to even say that they've got their own app, which is a good selling point, I guess. And yeah, you touched on the push notifications. That's obviously a great feature, certainly in that market, one that we find very effective. So just out of interest, so your customers, do they tend to come to you? In other words, like, would you tend to have a website or something, or do you marketing to attract them to you, or do you tend to just go directly to them yourself? Would you go out and look for the business? Or how does it tend to work, really?
I have a website just because you should.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've got emails from the contact form.
Right.
Everyone else is from people who I've met through the network. So networking is a really great way of making business. You know, everyone knows I have my teacher here, like that.
Yeah.
In Swedish, it's Applinda.
That's brilliant. Excellent. I love it.
Applinda. I'm Applinda in this network with all these women who have their own business. So if anyone says, oh, I should have an app. Oh, I know one. Applinda.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. So I've made a name for this. Or they, in Croatia, gave me the name Applinda. Oh, you're Applinda. And if they say, well, yes, of course I am, then that has helped me a lot.
Definitely, you're like the go-to. No, definitely, you're like the go-to person, especially at those sort of conferences and stuff. And I'm right in saying, yeah. Linda, you're doing that tomorrow, aren't you? Isn't that what you're at the moment?
Yeah, for 3 days. I've been traveling for eight hours in a car to Stockholm, the city of Sweden. For 3 days, I'm going to be on an event with 150 other companies and about 8,000 customers who are business owners or who wants to start up a business. And I'm going to be there right in the middle and just selling out.
Good for you. That is brilliant. I'm thinking that I will.
So I hope so.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, that's really good. It's very important to be out there and just take a step out of the comfort zone. I was at home all the time and didn't get out and meet new people. As soon as I did, something happened. So that's a really big tip.
Fabulous. That's a golden nugget, that one. Anyone listening now, that's exactly how to do it. It's always about taking action. So well done, Linda. That's brilliant. That really is. Okay, we'll get on to probably one of the more popular questions. We touched on it earlier there. Let's talk about price, because I know that a lot of our customers, this is the difficult part for them. It's trying to justify what price do we sell these apps for that we've built? What's an appropriate price? What's too high? What's too low? So what's your take on it then, Linda? Have you got a set sort of pricing list, or would you tend to negotiate each of your prices for apps with the customers directly, or how do you work it?
I have thought a lot about this, and I have one price.
Okay.
Because if I get a customer that wants to make this great app idea, then I say, okay, I will give you a number to a guy who does those apps, because that's not what I do. I don't code the apps. I don't want to do that. I don't want to take six months to do an app. And those apps, the cost for those apps are humongous.
They're very big here in Sweden.
I'm not sure exactly what it is in dollars. I could do a quick count here. $11,000 for an app, at least, here in Sweden, if you want to have it coded for them. So that part of the business, the business owners that afford to buy those, that is my market. I just focus on the small business owners that count every penny every month, and they don't have an app because it's too expensive. They always say, a lot of people call me and sell apps, it's too expensive. So my pricing is just below $2,000.
Okay.
Because I can't put it lower because I spent time doing it. Your time is more valuable than the product that you buy to make your products. My time is valuable and it's on the limit to low. I think I'm going to try to push it up a bit, but right now it's right on $2,000. And I have a plan with a finance company, so my customers can do a small installment.
From 12 months up to 60 months.
So everyone, it's like having a mobile phone. Everyone can have an app.
That's the fastest going. That's really good. And so is it just the one-off fee, or do I presume that you sell, or they pay you monthly as well for upkeep, or how does it work?
Yeah, I do that, and that is the hard part. Because when I tell them my price, they often say that it's not cheap, it's a lot of money, but it's a lot cheaper than they're used to hear. But the monthly part is the best part. I don't want to sell apps all my life. I want to be able to take a vacation for 1 month and knowing that I will get the monthly income. And I'm thinking about making $45 a month for support. And that's cheap. If you compare with other companies who have support, but still it's my niche is the small business owners and they count every dollar. Or some customers will need a lot of help and will like call you three times a week, and some customers will not call you one time in a whole year. So I think it's even out in the end. So I think $45 is like okay for me. So.
Oh, that's cool if that works. And have you had difficulty whenever you go to them with prices? Do they tend to be happy enough with them, or do you find yourself having to negotiate, or do you have to drop prices, or what's your view?
If I have to drop prices, then I don't do the deal because it's so cheap. So if they try to bring the price down, it's just because they think they can, not because they need it. So, we were visiting the biggest restaurant in the city in Sweden. And we know they have money. They have money, so no problem in buying an app for $1,000. And they want it, you know, they cut it in half. And I'm like, no, we won't sell to you. It's okay. Bye-bye. So you just go around the corner and there's another customer. So if you take the hairdressers, they're like 1,500 pounds here in Sweden. In the States, even more. So, or in England. There's always another customer. Don't sell out because it's worth it. You have to spend all the hours, even if they pay half price. It's the same work you work. So.
Yeah, sure. No, that's really valuable input, definitely. Okay, great. Well, that covers price. So moving on, just Zappable then, as a platform. As I say, I think you've been in it from the very start, but how have you found it as a platform, just as a customer? Does it work well for you? Are you pleased with it overall, or what's your sort of views?
I'm pleased. I've liked it from the start, and like every system, there's always... what's the hills to overcome? You know, small problems that come up every now and then, but they always disappear. So when I see that there is a, what's that called? An hiccup or something in the system, I know.
Sure.
Yeah, I knew that it would be taken care of because it always is. And now with the new launch, with the new Zappable, it's like, it's great. The design is awesome. The training is awesome. It's like Zappable steroids. It's really great. Yes. I like it a lot.
Good. Well, that's really pleasing to hear. I know that Chris has been working really hard, Chris Fox, on that. So it's going to be great. We're really excited about the new launch. It'll be the start of December for listeners out there. Zappable Evolution. But yeah, no, it's really, really good to hear that, Linda. It's really pleasing to hear that. And you mentioned there about support and stuff as well. You're involved in the community too, the Zappable community. Have you been on the forums and stuff? How do you find all that?
I think that it would be great if more people would be more active because we can really help each other. I have some Swedish people I talk to when I'm running into problems. I run into the same problems as every business man or woman do. It doesn't matter what the product is. But it would be nice to talk to someone who has the exact the same problem as I do. I think that the people that are active respond really fast and are great, but it would be nice if more would be there, more people. But support is always. I've been less in the forum and more sending to what's his name, Craig. No,
right.
You're Craig.
You're
Craig.
Oh, Craig, Craig. Yes. Yeah. He's one of our guys.
I have like that. Three emails a week. but the support is awesome. You always get response very fast and always good response. Not just like, oh yeah, we will take a look. They do a follow-up and let me know when it's done. And I feel safe there. I like the support.
Yeah. Good. Well, that's excellent. Then we'll pass regards on to Craig as well for you. He'd be pleased to hear that. Yeah, well, that's really good. Excellent. Okay, then, Linda, I guess we'll finish with one more question. We'll try and keep this down with time. So we'll finish with this last one. And it's probably my favorite question because I think it's filled with value. You've already dropped a real value bomb earlier. But if you could now picture yourself 6 months ago when you were starting out, if you could give one piece of advice to a new customer, maybe to Zappable, who wants to build their own apps, wants to sell them to businesses, what would your advice be? What would you say to them?
Sit down. Go through all this training. When you're done, do it once again. And then just do some demo apps, like one for fitness, one for hairdressers, one for restaurants or personal coaches. Just keep doing them. The demo apps. Because when you've done that, you know how to do everything. And when you sell an app, you already have it done. You will clone it and change the graphics and the content, and then you have your app. That's just the technical stuff. But do get out of your comfort zone. I never thought that I would do talking to people about that I sell. I can sell everyone else's products, but I have never been able to sell my own. But now I know that I have a great product that everyone needs, and they can get it because the price is so good. And why shouldn't I? It would be, what's that called? It's the language thing. Remember, I'm a Swede.
Don't worry about it.
I think I'm helping the customer.
Sure.
Like the hairdresser I talked about earlier. I'm helping them to get a new customer for the one that didn't come. I'm not selling them an app, I'm helping them taking away a problem. So if you just have the right mindset and not go out to sell. Hey, look at this, my app, here, take it. It doesn't work like that. They've done that forever. You have to do something different. But get out of your comfort zone. Learn how to do it and do the apps, clone them really easy. The system is easy, everything is good, the training is super. And just go out and sell. And if you don't like to sell, do like I do. Partner up with someone. Give them some money for every sold app. Then it's a done deal. Save time, and you don't have to do something you don't like to do.
That's excellent. Excellent. So it makes good sense to go through the training that's provided anyway. Go through that a few times. Get your apps built. Get to know how to build them well. And then from there, just take action, really. Get out of your comfort zone. Get on and start selling them. That's really good. Really good, Linda. And it's great to see someone who really is taking action with that and obviously doing very well out of it. So, you know, it's been a pleasure to chat to you.
Thank you. Same to you.
Excellent. Well, I'll stop this recording now. But yes, thanks so much, Linda. That's really good.
Thank you.